Ever wonder why some people naturally gravitate toward fairness while others consistently pursue self-interest at any cost? Around the year 2000, psychologists Kibiam Lee and Michael Ashton stumbled upon something remarkable, a fundamental personality dimension that had been hiding in plain sight. This sixth factor of personality, which they named honesty humility, or the H factor, explains everything from workplace ethics to political beliefs to sexual behavior. For decades, psychologists believed they had human personality neatly categorized into five major dimensions: extroversion, agreeableness, conscientiousness, neuroticism, and openness to experience. But something was missing, a dimension that captures our moral character and ethical tendencies. The discovery began when Lee and Ashton noticed a consistent sixth factor emerging from their research with Korean university students, one that included traits like sincerity, fairness, modesty, and greed avoidance. This wasn't just a cultural anomaly. The same pattern appeared across different languages and populations worldwide. People high in honesty humility tend to avoid manipulating others, feel little temptation to break rules, show disinterest in lavish wealth, and don't feel entitled to special status. Those low in this trait often feel entitled to privileges, are motivated primarily by material gain, and willingly bend rules for personal advantage. The Hexaco model reveals six fundamental dimensions shaping our personalities, each representing different evolutionary strategies. Honesty humility, H, determines how we handle power and resources. High H individuals show sincerity and modesty, building trust-based relationships, but may be disadvantaged in competitive situations. Emotionality, E, influences our sensitivity to threats and connections. High E people demonstrate strong empathy and careful risk assessment, though this can manifest as anxiety. Extroversion, X, drives social engagement. High X individuals thrive on interaction but may struggle with solitude or become dependent on external validation. Agreeableness, A, shapes responses to conflict. High A people maintain patience in difficult interactions, but can become vulnerable to exploitation. Conscientiousness, C, manifests in organization. High C individuals excel at completing tasks, but may become overly rigid. Openness to experience, O, reflects willingness to explore novel concepts. High O people are creative, but sometimes impractical. These dimensions interact in fascinating ways. Someone high in OCX might appear as a dynamic achiever, while high HAE scores suggest a deeply empathetic, ethical individual. While all personality dimensions affect behavior, low H factor creates particularly striking patterns when combined with other traits. Low H with low emotionality produces status-driven risk-takers who pursue money and power without fear or empathy, explaining high rates of violent crime and accidental death among young men. When low H meets high extroversion, natural narcissists emerge, charismatic individuals who feel entitled to the spotlight. They leverage charm and political skill to reach positions of authority they can exploit for personal gain. Most problematic are those with low H and low agreeableness, chronically hostile people who feel entitled to exploit others yet become enraged at perceived slights. They're hypocritical and vengeful, blind to their own offensive behavior. Low H paired with low conscientiousness creates workers who feel no moral obligation to provide fair work for fair pay, largely constituting what psychologists call psychopathy, the tendency to commit immoral acts without guilt or concern for consequences. Can you identify someone's honesty, humility level upon meeting them? Unfortunately, this crucial trait is exceptionally difficult to assess. While extroversion can be judged within minutes, accurately gauging honesty humility requires extended acquaintance, and even after years, our judgments may be only moderately accurate. This creates a fundamental problem. The trait most important for determining exploitation risk is also the hardest to detect. Workplace relationships particularly complicate H assessment, as people carefully manage impressions and interactions remain largely job-focused. Studies confirm that coworkers' judgments of each other's H levels are notably inaccurate. This difficulty creates vulnerability. We often misjudge character based on superficial cues like respectability, professional status, or public generosity, none reliably indicating high H. This explains why seemingly respectable individuals sometimes commit shocking acts of exploitation, from financial fraud to sexual harassment to betrayal of trust. Research shows friends tend to be moderately similar in two specific personality factors: honesty, humility, and openness to experience. High H individuals befriend other high H people, while low H individuals associate with others sharing their exploitative tendencies. This pattern reflects deep psychological mechanisms. H and O factors connect to our fundamental values. H relates to equality versus self-interest, while O connects to individuality versus conformity. Interestingly, perceived similarity between friends for H and O is stronger than actual similarity. We project our own values onto those close to us, particularly moral values, assuming friends share our ethical standards even when differences exist. This pattern extends to romantic relationships. Couples tend to match in H and O levels, and partnerships are more stable when both individuals share similar honesty-humility. This explains why relationships between people with different ethical standards often become strained. Their fundamental values about fairness, honesty, and exploitation may be incompatible. Political attitudes correlate systematically with personality, especially honesty, humility, and openness to experience, explaining why political discussions often become emotionally charged. Research identifies two key psychological predictors of political orientation: right-wing authoritarianism, RWA, and social dominance orientation, SDO. People high in RWA conform to conventions, obey authorities, and support punishing nonconformists. Those high in SDO prefer hierarchies and inequality, typically opposing welfare and redistribution. RWA correlates with low openness to experience, explaining why academics and artists, high O professions, typically lean left politically. SDO relates to low honesty humility, as high H individuals value fairness and don't seek superior status, thus opposing social hierarchies. These connections create distinct patterns across countries. Italian and German right-wing voters typically score lower in both H and O than left-wing voters. In the U.S., Republicans score lower in O than Democrats, but show similar H levels, likely because religiosity among Republicans counterbalances SDO's effects. Developing skills to identify low H individuals is crucial for self-protection. While accurate assessment requires observing behavior over time, watch for warning signs. Boasting about breaking rules, selective flattery, heavy gambling, sexual infidelity, ostentatious displays of wealth, entitlement to special treatment, or contempt for other groups. Those who present as charming rogues while bragging about cheating institutions will likely cheat you too. When you identify someone with low H, don't publicly label them or seek revenge. Simply limit your interactions. Don't choose them as romantic, business, or recreational partners. If already in a relationship with a low-age person, align your interests with theirs rather than trying to teach them fairness. High-age people benefit from seeking out others who share their values, creating an environment that reinforces ethical tendencies while protection against exploitation. Remember that the H factor isn't fixed. It can be influenced by conscious choice. Even those naturally inclined toward exploitation can choose more straightforward, less self-important, more ethical, and less materialistic behaviors. Choosing integrity leads to more meaningful relationships and a more satisfying life.